we ended off last night. We spoke about the achdus of Klal Yisrael, how like ish echad v'lev echad. This chasema says the hishay yomda shloy echad b'levad amad aleinu achaloy seinu. This chasema says shloy echad. You know why chas v'shalom the guy you may be able to destroy us shloy echad, because we're not one. We're not ba'achdus b'levad. That reason alone is why amad aleinu achaloy seinu. Is why the goyim have the power to overcome us, because we're shaloi echad, we're not ba'achdos. But when Klal Yisrael is ba'achdos, ke'ish echad b'leiv echad, being ba'achdos saves Klal Yisrael. This I know we mentioned last year from Chaim Berlin, the pasuk, the hishi omdo, the Haggadah says, elosh b'chol dor v'dor, ayim demoleinu achal eseinu. What's the double lashon b'chol dor v'dor, in every generation and generation? Elosh b'chol dor, in every generation, the goyim plan on destroying us. What's Shabbachol Dor V'Dor in every generation and generation? And says Reb Chaim Berlin, because every generation is different. Every Dor is different. There are those Dorois where the Goyim try to destroy us with Tzaras, with Gezeris, Redifois, the Goyim run after us, and the Goyim causes physical Tzar and they try to destroy us. And then there are those generations where the Goyim try to destroy us, not with the Redifois, not with the Gezeris, but come, be a friend, be like us, join us, become part of our society, be part of us. Neither way is good. Elosh b'chol dor v'dor. Whichever generation we're in, whether it's a generation where the goyim are after us, with the gezeiros kashos, with the harsh gezeiros, and the redifos, or whether it's a generation where the goyim are after us, with their friendship, with their friendly ways and so on, you should know it's I'm the Malayim Achal Eseinu. The Kavan is the same. The Kavan is to destroy us. I need Yeshua from both, in both cases, in every generation. V'Kodesh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadom. We can mention many times in the Beis HaLevi, Yaakov was Mispalel, Hatzileinu Miyad Ochi Miyad Esav. Save me from my brother from Esav. Says the Beis HaLevi, Miyad Ochi Miyad Esav. Sometimes Esav acts like an Esav, and sometimes Esav acts like a brother. And neither way is good. It's not good if the guy acts like a guy, but the guy acts like a friend. In either way, Hatzileinu, Hashem save us. B'chol davador, Im demoleinu, Achal eseinu, V'akadosh Baruch Hu, Matzileinu miyadom. Going back a little bit, B'chol hamarbe l'saper, B'yitzias Mitzrayim, Hareze Meshubach. Whoever is marbe, speaks about, tells over, Yitzias Mitzrayim, he's praiseworthy, he's praised. Okay, so a famous part from the Chidah. What's v'chol? V'chol harmarbe. V'chol is usually a reboy. V'chol is marbe. V'chol harmarbe. And all those, what does the v'chol teach us? So the Chidah says, v'chol is marbe, afilu kahanim and levim. Even Shevet Levi, even kahanim and levim, who were not part of the Shibud, we know Shevet Levi was exempt from the Shibud, they didn't work in Mitzrayim. Like Rashi's Raya, because Aaron and Moshe were able to go in and out the Paris Palace at their own, on their own free leisure, they weren't subject to the Shibud. Shevet Levi was not subject to the Shibud. So I would have thought that maybe Kahanim and Levim are not Mechuyiv and Sipur Tzitz Mitzrayim because they weren't part of the Shibud. Gam Hein Chayovim, they're also Chayiv. Because had we not gone out of Mitzrayim, they would have been affected by it also. The Ruchnius of Mitzrayim, holding Memtesh Shari Tumah, that would have affected everybody. Even though the Kahanim and Levim were not part of the physical Shibud, but the atmosphere of Mitzrayim, the Tumah of Mitzrayim, was there, and being in Mitzrayim itself was a sakana. So the Kahanim and the Levim also had the Geula. It says the Chidah, V'chol stands for V'afigo Kahanim Levim. V'chol, even Kahanim, V'afigo Kahanim Levim, even Kahanim and Levim are M'chuyiv and Sipa Yitzias Mitzrayim. Poshut Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh L'Zeh, and even though they didn't have the Shibud, but Gemaisa, we all, everybody else did, and they felt for us, they were part of it. And therefore, as Kol Yisrael Revim Zeh L'Zeh, even the Kahanim de Levim are Mechuyiv in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. And right afterwards says the Haggadah, Maisa, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yeshua, Rebbe Oz ben Azayah, Rebbe Tarfon, Shayim Sumim b'nei Barak. And the Mepharshim point out, Rebbe Yeshua was a Levi, Rebbe Tarfon was a Kohen, Rebbe Oz ben Azayah was a Kohen, even though they were Kahanim, they were Levim, and it would have been a tzad to say they weren't part of the Shibud, still, the Baal Gadol tells us the Kahanim and the Levim were marvelous saper. They went, they were hoyim saperim, the Tzitzrayim, kol oyser halayla, the entire night.
Wasn't there a gerud there also?
Rabbi Akiva, according to some. Keneged arba bonim dibro Torah. Torah speaks about four sons. And Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Zatzal says, Keneged arba bonim, that not all children are equal. Not all people are the same. Like Shlomo Melech says, Chanoich lena al pi darkoi. You have to educate a child, train a child al pi darkoi. Not everybody is the same. There's no one method that works for all. Keneged, the Torah speaks keneged arba bonim. Could be opposite, towards four sons, different ways. Each of the four sons needs a different hadracha, needs a different education, different training. The Torah speaks to all four. The Bacharan compares somebody who wants to use one method to educate everybody to a villager who decides to open up a suit store, and he goes into the city and he sets up a suit store and he orders all different styles and all different colors and all different materials. But there's one problem. He orders all suits the same size. He might have all the colors and all the fashions and all the styles and all the materials, but it's all the same size. If it's all the same size, you can imagine how anybody who buys a suit looks. One person's too big, too short, too fat, too skinny, nothing fits right. You can't have one chanoi chunar, one way fitting everybody. Everybody is different. The Torah has in it, the kayach and the ability to speak to arba bonim, to all four. Even though all four children are different from one end to the other, keneged arba bonim dibur Torah. Rav Zalman Sirotkin says very nicely, what's the lashon echad chacham, the echad rasha, the echad tam, the echad she'eni yedei lishol? Why not arba bonim, chacham, rasha, tam, v'she'eni yedei lishol? What's echad, v'echad, v'echad, v'echad? And he says, the word echad we find in Bava Kamma, the Mishnah uses the term Echad Tam ve'Echad Mu'ud. Ashar, Echad Tam ve'Echad Mu'ud. What does it mean, Echad Echad? It means whether it's a Tam, Bein Mu'ud. Whether it's a Tam, or whether it's a Mu'ud. It doesn't mean one on one, it means Sai this, whether it's this way or that way. Says the Zalman Sirotskin, Echad Chacham. The Bahagod is telling us, Echad Chacham. Whether the son is a Chacham, or whether the son is a Rasha, or whether the son is a tam, or whether the shayin day alusho, you should know, keneged arba bonim dibur Torah. There's a chinuch for each one of them. The Torah has in it the way of being mechanech, a son, whether he's this way, he's that way, and not only that, but the parents have a chiyuv for every child, whether a child's a chacham, whether a child's a rasha, the child's a tam, or a shayin day alusho, the parent has a chiyuv to educate the child, api darkoi, based on what he is. Echel chacham. Whether he's one way or another way, keneged arba bonim dibur Torah. Das hamata azeh tikach biyodecha asher tasa bayis ha'oslis. Later on in the Haggadah we mention das hamata azeh. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, take this stick and use it to do the oslis, the signs, the nisim in front of Paroi. The Meir Shapiro Zatzal says over an insight in this pasuk. Yes, Hamata. We find the Shvatim are called Matos. Matos b'nei Yisrael. The Shvatim are called Matos. A lashon of Mata, a stick. Why are they called sticks? Because the father is like the trunk of a tree, and the children are like the branches that grow from the trunk. Like the sticks, the branches that grow from the trunk. As long as the branches are attached to the trunk, the branches grow. The branches develop. As long as the children are connected to the father, to the parents, then the children grow and they have a proper chinuch. It's hamata hazeh tikach biyadecha. When the stick, the children are held in your hand, in the hands of Moshe Rabbeinu, in the hands of the gedolim, in the hands of the parents of the mechanchim, then the children will grow up properly and they'll be able to do oisos, signs, be able to serve Hashem properly, mitzvahs, Torah, ma'isim toivim. It's hamata hazeh tikach biyadecha. What happened when Hashem told Moshe to let go of the stick? What happened? It turns into a snake. When the parents let go of a child, and they let the child loose, and there's no connection, there's no chinuch anymore between the parent and the child, then chas v'shalom, the child turns in, the mata turns into a nachash. After the stick turned to a snake, what did Hashem tell Moshe? Grab a hold of it. What does the pasuk say? Vayishvach yodoi, vayachazek boi. Moshe put forth his hand, and he grabbed onto it. He gripped onto it tight. He held onto it tight. What happened? It turned back to a stick. Even if a child does go away, a parent has the responsibility and the koyach to be able to go and bring back the child. As long as the stick is in your hand, the stick is connected, then Okay. Everyone knows this moshul from the Dunno Magid, but I felt a little guilty. We didn't say, oh, Benny Mishal from the Dunno Magid, or the Haggadah. So, V'acharechein Yetzu B'Rechush Gadol. Hashem tells Avraham Avinu, V'acharechein, and after the Shibu, they go out B'Rechush Gadol. The Gemara in Brachas Daftes brings down, Dar Ben Noba Oznei Ha'am. Hashem tells Moshe, please speak to the ears of the people. And the Gemara explains, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, says the Yeshiva Rabbi Yanai, Ein no el Rosh Makosha. No is a Rosh Makosha. Please, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, B'vakosha Mimcha, I beg of you, I ask of you, Reich ve'emelehem o Yisrael. Go and say to Bnei Yisrael, Shalom Yitzrayim, they should borrow, they should ask from Yitzrayim, Kloi Chesef v'Kloi Zov, silver kelim and gold kelim. Shalom Yoyim o'oysay tzadik, Savrom o'vinu shum say, V'avodim v'inu o'ysam, Kiyam behem. Yom Mekayim in Bnei Yisrael, V'avodim v'inu o'ysam, the Shibut. And V'acharechen Yitzav, R'chush Godo, Loi Kiyam behem. And he wore Mekayim ba'achar chen yetsu b'rechush gadol. So says the Gemara. And the kash is obvious. The only reason Hashem had to be Mekayim ba'achar chen yetsu b'rechush gadol was because he didn't want Avraham Avinu to come and complain. Hashem made a promise. Ba'achar chen yetsu b'rechush gadol. Hashem has to keep his promise. What's the Gemara's whole pshetto? That Avraham should come and Avraham should complain. Ba'achar chen yetsu b'rechush gadol wakiyam behem. Bill Magid answers with one of his famous Mishalim. Which I'm sure everybody knows. There was once a wealthy man who hired a young child to do work, to work in his factory for him. And the child was very excited, and he did his work faithfully and trustworthy. And after he finished working for the week, he comes to be paid. And he comes to the Balabas and he says, I worked hard a whole week. I want you to pay me. And the Balabas says, you're right. You worked very hard. You were very trustworthy, very competent, very able. I'll pay you. And he writes him out a check. And he gives the boy a check, a piece of paper, and the boy starts crying. This is not money. You're not paying me. You give me a worthless piece of paper. I want money. I don't want this piece of paper. You promise you're going to pay me. Keep your word. Pay me. And Balabas says, but this piece of paper is worth a lot of money. Take it to the bank. And if you bring it to the bank, give it to the inn, and they'll exchange it for you and give you back money. It's worth a lot of money. And the boy says, you're fooling me. It's not true. You promised me money, give me a worthless piece of paper. So, two versions. Either the boss goes to the boy's father, the boy goes home crying to his father, and he tells his father what happened. Look, I worked hard a whole week, and all I get is a worthless piece of paper. I want money, promise me money. So the father says to the boss, you're absolutely right. The check is a check, and it's worth money in the bank. But the boy's a young boy, he doesn't understand. He doesn't understand what the check represents. To him, the check is a worthless piece of paper. Do him a favor and give him a few coins and he'll be happy. Because that he understands. The coins he understands. He doesn't understand the true value of the check. So the Dunno Magid, that's the pshat. The V'achar Chen Yetzu B'Rechush Gadol wasn't the silver, wasn't the gold. It was Kabbalah Satayra. The Rechush Gadol, after leaving Mitzrayim, was the Torah we received on Hasinak. It says, Tavdunas Elokim Alaharazeh. We'll leave Mitzrayim to serve Hashem. The Rechush Gadol was the Kabbalah Satayra we received afterwards. Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, that was the Rechush Gadol, not the gold and the silver. But Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yidin Aron and that Madregia, they just came out of Memtes Shari Tumah, the holding at the bottom of the ladder. The Achar Echein Yetzim Rechush Gadol, they don't understand at this point the great wealth means Kabbalah Satayra. Go ahead, give them something now. Go ahead and ask them to go to the Mitzrim and borrow the Chay Ches and the Chay Zov. So they shouldn't have any tightness and say, I wasn't Mekayim the Rechush Gadol. Because in the Madrega they're on right now, they don't understand that the Rechush Gadol means the Kabbalah Satayra, which is going to come in the future, and Mitzrayim was a preparation for Kabbalah Satayra. Since they're on that level, go ahead and give them a few gold coins now, in order they shouldn't have any tightness. But the true Rechush Gadol is really the Kabbalah Satayra that came afterwards. Because on Dan Madrega. Because the Kali is in the train at that point. Vayogosham, says in the Haggadah, Vayogosham, Melamed, Shroyorad Yaakov, Lishtakeya b'Mitzrayim. Lishtakeya b'Mitzrayim. Yaakov didn't go down to settle in Mitzrayim, Elogosham, but to be a ger, a stranger. Shenema, it says, Vayemru aparoi, Logor ba'aretz banu. But came to be a stranger in the land. The Samar Reb would say over, Vayogosham, Melamed. Melamed is a limud for all generations. The Haggadah is teaching us Melamed, this is the aside, that whenever Klal Yisrael is in Golus, if a person wants to remain Erlich in Golus, and be faithful to Torah and to Mitzvahs, the aside is that he should know he's not there to stay. He's only there as a stranger. As long as he pictures himself as a stranger among the Goyim, a stranger in the Golus, and he's not part, he's not settled, then he'll remain an Elochid. But a person who already thinks of himself as being settled, is part of the Goyim, part of their society, that person is in danger of falling. Melamed, it's a limud for all generations, that a person shouldn't think of settling in Golos, but rather always as a stranger. Chaim Shmuel Levitz said this over 1 year by the Seder, and he said that he saw this with his own eyes, that as Mir Yeshiva traveled throughout the Mochama, they were traveling from one Mochama to another Mochama to another place, constantly in Golos. He says the ones that survived and came out shtark were the ones who realized the whole time they were in Golos. And they never thought of settling in the different places that the Yeshiva ended up. And they always realized they were in Golos. But those people who thought, maybe we could settle here, we could settle here, those people ended up either not surviving or not making it through together with everybody else. That's the Yisaita HaTzlocha. When he is in Golos, is to realize that he's in Golos. Melamed, that we're here as strangers and not to settle into Golos. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer, Kol Shiloyama, Shiloish Devar Me'elu, BePesach, Loyotzi Dechavosoi, Ve'eluhein Pesach Matzomara. Says Rabbi Gamliel, one of the famous lines in the Haggadah, whoever doesn't say these three things and the reasons is not Yotzei Chiyuv, Pesach, Matzah, Umorah. The obvious kasha everybody asks is, L'chayr, it's out of order. The Morah came first. Morah was Chayayim. Morah was in Mitzrayim. Pesach, Matzah was at the time of the Geula. It should have said, Morah, Pesach, or Matzah. Not Morah at the end. The Night of Yehuda asks, what's the Lashon Lo Yotze Yedei Chivosai? He's not Yotze Yeschiv. Just say, Lo Yotze. Whoever didn't say these three things, Lo Yotze, he's not Yotze. What's the Lashon Lo Yotze Yedei Chivosai? Every time the Gemara says Lo Yotze, you don't find it says Lo Yotze Yedei Chivosai. Hakayre Shema Ve'lo Shmila Azna is Yotze, B'yaisim and Lo Yotze. You don't find the Lashon always of Lo Yotze Yedei Chivosai. What's the Lashon is not Yotze Yeschiv? And the Night of Yehuda gives one teretz to answer both kashas. And he says, Be'emes, this man, the time he was supposed to be Mitzrayim was how long? 400 years. 430 years, in Brisbane of Sarim, 400 or 430 years. Hashem took us out after 210 years. Redu, 210. 190 years earlier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chishiv Saketz, Ketz, Bigmatri is 190. Hashem took us out 190 years earlier from Mitzrayim. Why? Why was the Geula earlier? What happened to the 400 years? The Teretz is, Vayimaru es Chayehem. Because the Shibi was so bitter, the Shibi was so hard, the Mitzrayim worked us in those years, a full 400 years worth of work. And we worked in those years, the full Zaman. So because of the Vayimaru es Chayehem, we were Zaycha to leave earlier. It turns out the Mara was part of the Geula. The Mara itself, the bitterness, was a factor that took us out of Mitzrayim earlier. The Morah was part of the Geula. Pesach, Matzah, Umorah. We put the Morah at the end, together with the Pesach and the Matzah, to teach us that even though it's bitter, the bitterness many times is a preparation already for the Geula. And the fact that it's so bitter, that already is the hachana, the preparation, and part of the Geula. Therefore it says Pesach, Matzah, Morah, because Morah is part of the Geula. And continues the Night of Yehuda. One who doesn't realize this, and he doesn't understand that the Mara was part of the Geula, the Mara was Chayeh, and was what caused us to leave Mitzrayim early, Lo Yotze Yedei Chayvasai. He's not Yotze, he's Chiyuv. Every person, B'chol Dar V'dar, has to see himself as if he left Mitzrayim. If a person can't understand that the Mara was part of the Geula, he never fulfilled his Chiyuv. He didn't fulfill his obligation of leaving Mitzrayim for 400 years. Because since he doesn't understand that the Mara is part of the Geula, what right does he have to leave Mitzrayim early? He's missing 190 years. He didn't fulfill his obligation of the Golos in Mitzrayim. In order for a person to fulfill his chiyuv and be zayichet to go out of Mitzrayim early, he has to understand that the morrow is part of the ruah. And says the Nadi Yehuda, it's not only true then, but it's true in every generation and everybody's life. When someone sees the morrow, a person has to realize and understand that many times the morrow is part of the gula. A person, like we mentioned, doesn't always see the entire picture, he sees only part of the picture. But a person who sees the whole picture understands that the morrow, the bitterness, sometimes is part of the gula itself. Pesach matzo morrow. A person who understands the morrow is part of the gula, he's yaitzei yedei chayvosoi, and he's yaitzei to have the gula come earlier. At the end of the Seder, Echol miyodeya, shnayim miyodeya, shloisha miyodeya. Okay. And everybody, is, what's the message from Echol miyodeya, shnayim miyodeya? What's the message? Okay. So this we mentioned many times. The Bells of Rebbe is over a few fart, and he says, a rich man who has many treasures, so a whole year round, he doesn't advertise his treasures. He keeps his treasures to himself. He doesn't need everyone to know exactly what he has, where he has it. But when a person drinks a little bit, and a person drinks some wine, then even the usher, his tongue becomes a little loose, and he lets out all his secrets. He lets out all the treasures that he had. So too, after the Seder, we drank four cups of wine, we show off all the treasures that we have. Show off Echel Miyadeya. You know, a treasure of one is Echel Okeinu, Shibashman Baritz. Shnayim Miyadeya. We show off two. And so on, we show off all of the treasures that we had. Another pshat Echel Miyodeya is, what chusim do we have that we survive in Golus? You know what chusim B'nai Yisrael has in Golus? A chus of Echad, a Mun and Hashem, a chus of the Luchais, a chus of Avos, a chus of Imois, Chamish Taira, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, and so on. These are the chusim that we have that keep us alive through our Golus. Echel Miyodeya, Shnayim Miyodeya, these are the chusim that keep Bnei Yisrael alive among the goyim and golos. It's a famous marshal from Rabbi Chanan, which some everybody knows, but it's never hurts a chazer it over. Speaking about geula and golos, many times a person goes through a golos, a hard time, and a person doesn't always understand the morrow that he's in, the golos that he's in, the tzar that he's in. And a person doesn't understand why the Yisurim, why he has to go through Golos. Many times it can happen to Klal Yisrael as a whole, or to a Yochid. Rabbi Chanan has this famous marshal that he says over. There was once a city boy who goes to visit the farm. And he spends time on the farm. And he never saw a farm before. And he doesn't know how things grow, how it works. And he comes to the farm and he sees the farmer take the cow and plow up the field. He's wondering, why are you digging up a perfectly good field? It's a beautiful field, a nice piece of land. Why are you ruining the field and digging it up? And he's watching, and then he sees they take seeds, which are edible, could be used, and they put the seeds in the ground. And he's wondering, what are they doing? They're tearing up the ground, dropping seeds in the ground, and then they cover it over. They cover over the ground. And he says to the farmer, Yimashuga, what are you doing? You had the ground covered. It was beautiful. You dug it up. You dropped in seeds, and you're covering it over. If you wanted to cover it over, just leave the ground as is. And the farmer tells him to wait. And he stays there for the season, and he sees the crops start to grow, the wheat starts to grow. Once the wheat starts to grow, he's watching in a field, beautiful, with stalks of wheat growing from one end to the other. One day the farmer comes with the sickle and all his tools, and he cuts down the wheat. And the city boy is watching, you're ruining this beautiful field. You're cutting down all the wheat, you're destroying this beautiful field, all the wheat, you're destroying it. And he watches as they take the wheat, and they thresh it, the animals step on top of it and squash it. What are you doing to this beautiful wheat? And then they take the kernels of wheat, and they put it in the mill, and they grind it up, and they make flour. And he can't hold himself back. He says to the farmer, you're ruining everything. You have this beautiful wheat, you took it, you squash it, you're killing the wheat, what are you doing? And the farmer starts laughing, he says, just wait, wait. And then he sees they take the flour, they mix it with water, and they make a dough out of it. What are you doing to this flour? You just ruined it, it's all wet, it's all, can't be used. And they take it and they put it into the oven, burning hot oven, fire inside, and they throw the dough inside. And he's had it. He's a farmer, you ruined everything. beautiful field, and now you took your wheat, you worked so hard, and you're burning it, you're destroying it. And what happens a few minutes later? Out comes one loaf of bread, and another loaf of bread, and another loaf of bread. And he shows the city boy, look, here's the purpose of everything. You might not have understood every step of the way why it was necessary, but now that you see the whole process, from beginning until the end, to reach the finished product, the wheat had to undergo, and the field had to undergo this whole procedure from beginning to end. Says Rabbi Chanan, the same is true. We don't see the entire picture. We have a lot of questions. We don't have all the answers. We don't see. We see one part. We see the digging, the threshing. We don't understand the entire process. When someone sees the entire process, from beginning until the end, everything fits into place. Everything has a makom. Everything has a place. Everything has a reason. So when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, or a person goes to Tzar, whatever it might be, everything has a place and a reason, and ultimately will lead all to the Gula, all to Gula Shlema. The Baal HaSulam, Pirush Nezaya Kadosh, says the word Gaila and the word Gula are almost the same. The letter Aleph is the difference. The word Gaila, someone in Golus, a Gaila is without the Aleph. Gula is with the Aleph. The Aleph, he says, represents Alufay Shalayla, represents a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If someone could be in Golus, but if he has a Munah, Mitochen, and Hashem, and Aleph, Aluf, Shalom, and Hashem, then he already experienced the Gula. A person who lives with a Munah, a person who lives with Mitochen, even though he's in Golos, he already experiences the Gula. The whole Chiluk is that Aleph. Where the person has a Munah, that Mitochen, that Hashem is with him, and Hashem will redeem him and take him out of the Golos. But we're holding Mamash right before Pesach, Zman Chedul Seinu. We all hope for the ultimate Gula, for the Cheiris to come, be free from the Yetzirah, that they had the Gemara in Sukkah, that also Rosh Baruch will shech the Yetzirah, the Tzaddikim will cry, the Rishoyim will cry, the Tzaddikim will see the Yetzirah as a big mountain, the Rishoyim will see the Yetzirah as a small thread, a small string, and he explained both are true. The Tzaddik sees the Muhammad that he had with the Yetzirah, the big fight that he had, the Yetzirah appears to him as a big mountain, to the Rosh, it appears as a Chut HaSayra, he couldn't overcome a thin thread, a little string, the Yitzhara. We hope there's man cheres saying, or true cheres, ein ben chayrna le mishi yasek b'toyra, mishtaka b'zaycha, to a true man cheres saying, and to be as good as tzadik, meher b'yameinu, amen.